This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Surviving the only thing lost and weighs 100 pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. This show's about helping you go to the next level with your health and your life. That's what it's all about. Now, so much has been talked about when we talk about constipation, and digestion is everything. And if we don't have the right kind of foods and coming in, and we don't have the right kind of elimination, it's an absolute key. And obviously, you can feel backed up, not a lot of fun. So I want to talk about some fiber-rich foods that can really, really help along the way. And one of the things you got to focus on in this type of situation is making sure you're consistent. Now, there's a lot of reasons that constipation can happen. Okay, you can have a slow thyroid. There could be some, you know, physiological reasons for that. But, you know, outside of that, it's making sure that you've got a good system in place all the way around. In the way that you feel and the way that you live. All right, so let's talk about some foods that really matter. One of the big ones that you have to look at and that is so, so important is making sure that you have berries on a regular basis. This is my opinion. The fruits, of course, they're loaded with fiber. And they've got about 2 to 4 grams, okay, in a small half cup. And berries also are very low in calories, as we know. So that makes a big difference. Now, popcorn, believe it or not, of course, I always go for I'm more of the kind of the non-GMO kind of guy. But you want to go for the popcorn. If you do that, and of course that has been shown to help. Beets are really, really good. Okay, the beets are, and I like getting a really fresh raw beet, steaming it, chopping it up, putting it in a salad. That can make a huge difference. And doing that on a regular basis at night, what will happen is it can work really, really well for the next day. Beans are really good too. So, again, some people handle them well, some people don't. But the great thing about beans, they're loaded with about 9.5 grams of fiber. And because of that, pretty incredible as far as what it can do to help your regularity. Now, dried fruit is another one, too. Now, I don't like the fact that they increase a lot of the, and as far as the dried fruit goes, it raises the blood sugar levels a little bit too much. More than my liking. That's for sure. But, of course, sorbitol is a type of carbohydrate that has a molecular structure similar to sugar. And the fiber isn't digested, so it retains water as it passes through the gut. Now, some of the gluten-free breads made with rice flour, buckwheat flour, are really good. And so that's one thing to look at, too. Now, the broccoli is a big one, too. One of my favorites. It's a superstar as far as being loaded with fiber. Okay, best to eat these vegetables, of course. You can put them steaming, broiling, baking, whatever. Add a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper, and it tastes really, really good. You don't have to saute them in all kinds of oils and all that sort of thing. Keep it simple. Now, go raw, always the plums, the pears, and the apples. So constipation can always make you feel bloated. So eating more raw fruit can be a constipation remedy, too, because it's high in fiber. Plums, pears, and apples are good choices because much of the fiber can be found in the skins. And the plums, pears and apples are also high in pectin, which is a naturally occurring fiber. A small raw pear with skin has about 4 grams of fiber, with a medium apple about 3 grams of fiber. And so again, multiple areas and multiple ways for you to get the things that you need. That's a big key to follow. Now, you also want to have nuts, okay, nuts and seeds, like your almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Those are all really, really great and very, very helpful in bringing on the fiber, which can help, of course, support your entire system. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? We want to talk about it. Whatever it is. Diabetes, heart disease. I mean, the reality is the body is, if it can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle choices. And on this show, we want to help you do that, making and supporting you in having better lifestyle choices every single day. Let's go to Jacob now. Hi, Jacob.
I just had a question about my PSA number. It just used to go up and then goes down. And possibly things. Anyway, thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Yeah, the prostate issues can be a real challenge all the way around. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I'll tell you that the PSA test is kind of the gold standard. And having that managed and looked at on a regular basis and making sure that your doctor has it evaluated, and, of course, it stays under 4, obviously. That's the big number. 4 is kind of the break point. But having that looked at on a regular basis is going to be important. I would encourage you to. Now, there's ways to keep the PSA, the prostate, healthy. And some of those ways that are really helpful. Pumpkin seed oil is very good. A lot of good research on that. And, of course, you've got your zinc, which a lot of research now around zinc, the mineral. We don't get enough. As, you know, as men, the higher your stress levels are, the greater breakdown of zinc in the body. So if we have low levels of zinc, not getting enough in our diet, you're going to have lower testosterone levels, and also it can affect prostate. So just be cautious of that. And then, of course, salt palmetto has been around forever and works very well. So you can look at, you know, salt palmetto and look at some of the research behind those, and that can help out in a great way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body is amazing. It can thrive if you give it the right tools. Well, let's go to Jane. Hi, Jane.
Two nodules on the side of the thyroid, and they're quite large, and they call them goiters, but my granddaughter's got the very same thing. And could you tell me what causes those in the first place, and is there some way to decrease their size and get rid of them without surgery?
Well, it just depends. I mean, with the thyroid, with the nodules, it just depends. You want to look at iodine levels. So if your doctor hasn't checked that, they can do an iodine clearance test. Many times the nodules themselves, and these are different theories that several endocrinologists have done some research on, you know, they're saying that some of the reasons that happens is because of a lack of iodine. And we just don't have enough in our diet. And by getting enough of it can make a pretty big difference. So you want to focus on that, making sure that you get enough of it. And so she can get that simply done. It's a clearance test that her physician can do and kind of check those levels. Yeah, Dr. Fletches, he's out of North Carolina, and then Guy Abraham. There's a lot of good research out there now on iodine. The traditional medicine doesn't buy into it as much, but I would do some research on it.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Now, if you're looking for someone in your area, a lifestyle provider, someone that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, check out the website. Our team members are there to be able to help you find someone in your area to help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. And then, of course, don't forget our new app is out. Look in the App Store. And then, of course, great information there to help you every single day. Well, you can catch the show if you missed anything. And our television show, you can always catch all that information right there at the web. All right, let's go to the phones and talk with Corey. Hi, Corey.
My husband and I both are having this problem. If we sleep at night, we're breathing through our mouth, and my mouth gets so dry. There's no saliva in it at all, down through my throat, into my lungs. It's just dry. And my husband has it, but the problem is not as bad as I do. And I want to know what I should do about it.
Well, there's a lot you can do about it. You know, one of the big issues with the dry mouth and with the sleeping like that, of course, you know, having the sleep studies done are always helpful. I mean, getting that done is first and foremost. But, you know, also one of the main issues that you have to look at is making sure that you're hydrated, that you're drinking plenty of water. Also, there's no omega-3 fatty acid deficiency, which can is pretty normal. I mean, you see that quite a bit. So I would look into that and make sure that that's not one of the main issues. And you can get some testing done to find that out. And your physician can actually get in and get that done. But that's one key to definitely look into. Because it can be a real challenge for a lot of people. And, you know, making sure that you get that done on a regular basis and having the testing done can be quite helpful, but I would do that. But yeah, the other issue too, if your husband and both are doing it, I would get both of you checked out, and then that way you can build a good solid game plan from there. All right, 888-283-7272. Fruits and veggies, they say, may lower the risk of stroke. So again, it comes back to what we eat every single day. Now the interesting part of this is that 1.5% of Americans actually eat fruits and vegetables. That's pretty scary. So regularly eating these, stroke risk, let's say, declined by 32% for every 200 grams of fruit consumed each day and by 11% for every 200 grams of daily vegetables, according to the findings published recently in the Journal of Stroke. Improving diet and lifestyle is critical for heart and stroke risk reduction in the general population. And Dr. Yan Ku at the Municipal Hospital in China said in a news release provided by the American Heart Association, in particular, a diet rich in fruits and vegetables is highly recommended because it meets micronutrient and the macronutrient and fiber requirements without adding substantially to the overall energy requirements. Stroke is the fourth leading cause of death in America and the major cause of disability. In China, stroke is the leading cause of death as well. Boosting people's consumption of fruits and vegetables up to 600 grams a day could cut the rate of ischemic stroke by about 19% worldwide. Pretty interesting with that, just that fact alone. Investigators analyzed recently 20 studies over the last 19 years that included more than 760,000 people that were conducted in the United States, and they found that because of the way the study was designed, it can show that fruits and vegetables are the cause of the decline in strokes, only that there is association between the frequent consumption and a lowered risk. So eating plenty of fruits and vegetables has also been linked to lower blood pressure improve blood vessel function, as well as beneficial effects on body fat, waist size, cholesterol, and overall inflammation across the board. So the message is pretty simple. And it's just like old grandma said, or in my case, she was a young grandma. She said, eat your fruits and vegetables. It's kind of simple. Grandma medicine seems to be the best medicine. That's what I always say. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. This show, we're here for you. Help build your lifestyle to make it better, to help you be better and thrive along the way. Let's go to Terry now. Hi, Terry.
I'm calling because I have a chronic severe psoriatic arthritis, but right now I'm in severe pain because of gout.
Well, if the gout is one of the main issues, let's just talk about what that is for a minute. So gout's a form of arthritis. And the reality is the reason that that happens is a lot of uric acid crystals that build up in the joints. The body doesn't break proteins down very well. That's what's going to happen typically. And so as you begin to build the body back and begin to help support it with better diet and lifestyle, when you get the body to break down the proteins better, you cut down the uric acid crystals. And the way you get that done, of course, your doctor can help. The medications are really good, and they can be very, very helpful. Naturally, of course, there's things like cherry juice that have been used for years, but apple cider vinegar is probably a good go-to for just an at-home substance to be able to use, because it helps to break down, well, first it increases hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which is going to help you break your fats and proteins down a lot better. So that's first and foremost. The other key that you have to look at, especially with something like that, is making sure to begin to build the system. And the way you build it with this sort of thing, and of course get the body to lower the inflammation, are the foods that you're eating every single day. So it's the consistency. And having a good routine, that helps the most. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, gout is an arthritis or an arthritic type symptom condition, but it's also based in the choices we make every single day. So, again, begin to change the choices, restructure those, and you begin to win with the way that you feel and the way your body functions. Pretty simple. Great talking with you. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, denied a former staffer's claim of sexual assault and called for the release of any potential records related to the allegation, except those at the University of Delaware.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never happened.
and it didn't. It never happened.
In a written statement issued just before the interview, Biden called the allegations, quote, complicated, and said women deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
Believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it. Look into it. That's true in this case as well.
The former staffer, Tara Reid, has asserted in numerous media interviews that she's filed personnel complaints with the Senate alleging she faced harassment in Biden's office. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Shares of Tesla dropped as much as 12% before closing down 10.3% after CEO Elon Musk tweeted that the company's shares are priced too high. The company just days before reported a very strong quarter, sending shares higher. Tesla stock was trading at $760.23 just before Musk's tweet and fell to a session low of $717. That amounted to a loss of approximately $13 billion in market value. Musk has had problems with the SEC for tweeting about the company's stock in the past and has agreed to submit his public statements about Tesla finances and other topics to vetting by its own legal counsel. Americans are eligible for up to $1,200 in coronavirus stimulus money unless they're married and filing taxes jointly with an immigrant who does not have a Social Security number. About 2 million undocumented people are married to a U.S. citizen or green card holder. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a monumental injustice that must be fixed, but the spokesman for the IRS, Michael Zona, said the requirement of a Social Security number is bipartisan because it prevents illegal immigrants from qualifying for U.S. taxpayer-funded programs and helps reduce fraud and abuse. The IRS also said Americans in a mixed status marriage will get a stimulus payment if they file tax returns separately. But if they've already filed, they won't be getting the payment this year and will have to wait until next year to submit their taxes individually. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. We're here for you. Here to help you from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. So the body was designed to thrive, to go to the next level, to feel better, to have more energy than you have now. And it's all about choices. The great news is 85% of all the health challenges that we face today have their root cause in stress and emotional health. So our environment plays an enormous role in the way that our health will operate. So creating the right environment is going to be the absolute key for us to thrive. And on this show, that's what we want to help you do. Pretty amazing. All right, let's go to the phones and talk with Carl. Hi, Carl.
My feet are swelling up, and they're very painful.
If your feet are swelling and painful,
time to go to the doctor. That's not take this herb, that herb, or check this out or that out. Yeah, if your feet are swelling, painful, go to your doctor, because you never know. It could be typically when that happens, and not all the time. It could just be that you're on your feet all day, and your body is having some issues with that. But, you know, a lot of times the heart could be involved, kidneys could be involved. It's just good to go and see if it's pitting edema, which is the swelling, and you push your finger in on it and it kind of stays. Yeah, all that needs to be checked out. Your primary care physician is the next stop for you, just to get everything checked out and make sure it's okay. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Heart disease in women, kind of a hot topic. So, of course, you see the way heart attacks are depicted in movies, a lot of chest clutching and popping eyes, and a person drops motionless on the ground. What? Not all heart attacks are really like that, especially when it comes to heart disease in women. In real life, more of the signs of a heart attack in women can differ significantly from the stereotypical heart attack. The most frequent warning signs of heart disease is fatigue, and that's what you usually see first. So it's usually your body's way of saying, I don't feel like I normally do. And the most frequent acute sign of heart attack is a shortness of breath. So remember this, weakness, shortness of breath, that's it. So chest pain, including pressure, tightness, squeezing, happens only about 35% of women having a heart attack. So surprisingly, women present with chest pain more often than men do. And Philip Ragnow, he's a physician and president of the Island Cardiac Specialist in Garden City, New York. He said, however, the chest pain is much more likely to be sharp or burning rather than pressure-like. Women may have pain in their back, neck, or jaw, and pain is often felt at rest or comes on during the night. So the pain can occur in one or both arms, upper back, or stomach. So if you're doing everything you can to manage your heart condition, here's some little tips. In addition to fatigue and shortness of breath and chest pain, there are a number of other possible signs of heart attack in women can be aware of. Nausea and vomiting is number one. Breaking out in a cold sweat, number two. Dizziness or lightheadedness. Inability to sleep. Pale and clammy skin. And anxiety. These are some top tips. So heart attack symptoms do differ between men and women. No one really knows for sure why heart attack symptoms often present differently in men and women, but there are a few theories. Studies have shown that men and women perceive pain differently. Guys, technically, we're a bunch of wusses. Women have a much higher threshold than we do. But the reality is, what to do in case of a heart attack is what you really need to know. So if you think you're experiencing signs of a heart attack, you should immediately call 911, get some medical attention. You can also chew. This is standard of care. Is they say to chew 325 milligram aspirin tablets while waiting for the ambulance. Then alert a neighbor or family member to stay with you until help arrives. Remember, there's little harm in false alarm. That's always the key. So better be safe than sorry. That's the message. Coca-Cola can eliminate a controversial substance from its beverages. There's an ingredient that's been removed from most of Coke's products. It's a, of course, the move is a response to consumer concerns about brominated vegetable oil, which is bromine. It's an element found in flame retardants. So the New York Times reported this. They said beverages that contain the substance include Fresca, some of the Fanta, and some fountain drinks. Coca-Cola said that brominated vegetable oil will be replaced with sucrose acetate and or glycerol ester of rosin. The first is common beverages, and second is the gum used. So, again, number of U.S. elderly will double by 2050. I want to jump on that in just a moment. Next, we're going to go, though, to Jack. Hi, Jack.
I had this fatigue issue for a number of months, probably going on 6 or 7 months. I call it extreme because I feel like I want to sleep all the time. And, the symptoms just don't seem to go away. I'm on antidepressants. I was diagnosed with major depression last year and being treated for that. It's the first time in my life I had to. An episode like that. But between the anxiety and the depression, I'm, or maybe having a reaction to the medicines. You know, I'm on two different antibiotics or antidepressants and a couple other things that may be affecting my, biological system.
Well, it's possible. But one thing you want to do for sure is as you get tested, which I would do, I'd go to your physician and have them look at everything. Because, see, with a fatigue like that, it can be coming from multiple areas. And one of the keys that you have to look at to make sure that it's not is you want to make sure that everything is good with your thyroid, also the pituitary gland. Make sure there's no anemia that's underlying, whether it's B12 or iron. So you have to make sure all those levels are looked at, because fatigue can creep up in a multitude of ways. And you want to make sure everything's ruled in, ruled out. I mean, that's just a huge key in the overall process of it. So I would do that first. And then your eating habits, of course, once they've determined everything's okay or once they have a pathway, make sure everything is balanced. I mean, because your carbohydrates, if you're doing a ton of carbs, and especially if they're processed carbs like breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, sugars, fruit juices, sodas, candy, it's going to throw that right there is enough to make you get really, really fatigued. And I mean, even if you're headed toward diabetes and some kind of blood sugar related issue, that's enough to put you in a pretty tough fatigued state as well. So you're going to want to look at all those areas to make sure and get everything looked at first. That's what I would do. That's the track that I would go down. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. We're here for you. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can find that at the website. And our team members are growing all around the country. Powerful. It's exciting to see. The number of U.S. elderly are doubling by year 2050. So it's almost twice as many elderly Americans in 2050 as there are now. And according to the health care system and two U.S. Census Bureau reports, the United States is projected to age significantly over the period, with 20% of its population in age 65 and over by 2030. Jennifer Ortman, she's chief of the Population Projections Branch, says the number of people age 65 and older is projected to reach 83 million by 2050, compared to 43 million in 2012. The sharp rise is due to aging baby boomers who were born between 1946 and 1964. The aging population, they say, will have implications for healthcare services and providers and national and local policymakers. So she said businesses will also have to adapt to meet new demands as a rising number of elderly influences both the family structure and the American landscape. Baby boomers influence growth in healthcare-related industries began a few years ago. And, of course, as the population ages, the ratio of working-age Americans to retirees will change as well. So according to the Bureau, there were about 22 people aged 65 and older for every 100 working-age people. So the baby boomers are heading toward the aging slot, and a lot is going to have to be done to be able to support them in a lot of ways. So it'll be interesting to see as time goes how that's going to go. That's for sure. Our food of the day, I want to talk about papayas. Really, really powerful. Super food, in my opinion. Of course, you don't hear about them much. But they're similar to pineapple. They have an enzyme in them called bromelain. And it helps to treat sport injuries and help other causes of trauma and even allergies. So it's got great protection against heart disease. Papayas may be helpful for prevention of atherosclerosis and diabetic heart-related disease. It's an excellent source of vitamin C, loaded with vitamin C, and provitamin A. So it can help lower the LDL cholesterol, that's the bad cholesterol, and raise the good cholesterol. So the folic acid is found in papayas and needed for the conversion of substance called homocysteine, which began working with the benign amino acids such as cysteine and methionine. And of course, folic acid breaking down homocysteine is a big deal for heart-related issues, but also for brain chemistry. Big deal. Good for digestive health, anti-inflammatory, protection against macular degeneration, rheumatoid arthritis, and even teams up with green tea can help with prostate cancer. A lot of studies done on that recently. Interesting. Coming up, more information to power your health.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. There you can find all kinds of information to empower your health. Great information to help you go to the next level. And don't forget our lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about here on the show, all that information is at the website. You can check it out there. And, of course, our team members can help you whatever you need along the way. Prostate cancer, of course, is a big deal, big topic. I mean, as much as we've talked about breast cancer over the last 20 years, and it's been such a great topic for ladies, and we've really had a lot of advances in that field, prostate cancer is kind of the buzz and the rage for guys. We're just seeing more of it, and more studies have been done on it, what to do with guys, treatment for them along the way. So choosing to eat, here's some lycopene-rich foods, and drinking green tea may greatly reduce, they're saying now, a man's risk of developing prostate cancer. This was published recently in the Asia-Pacific Journal of Clinical Nutrition. In the case control, they did about 130 prostate cancer cases and 274 hospital controls. Men drinking the most green tea were found to have an 86% reduced risk of prostate cancer. That's a lot. Guys, keep the green tea bags with you. My goodness, it's not hard. A similar inverse association this had found with men's consumption of lycopene-rich foods like fruits and vegetables and tomatoes, apricots, pink grapefruit, watermelon, papaya, and guava. Men who most frequently enjoyed these foods were 82% less likely to have prostate cancer compared with those consuming the least lycopene-rich foods. So regular consumption of both green tea and foods rich in lycopene resulted in synergistic protective effect, stronger than protection afforded by either. And the practical tips, you can get in the habit of drinking the green tea and eating these lycopene-rich foods. Here's a way to do it. Take a quart of iced green tea to work and sip it throughout the day, or take it to the gym to provide a little prostate protection while replenishing fluids after your workout. You can pack a Ziploc bag of apricots and almonds in your briefcase for a handy little snack. You also start your breakfast out with a half-pink grapefruit or glass of papaya or guava juice. I'm a bigger fan of the fruit, by the way. Go for the fruit. Don't really drink the juice as much. You can also add it to smoothies and all. The frozen papaya, it's a great way to go. And then, of course, for the summertime, you can scoop out the seeds and use a papaya with a little bit of cottage, or organic cottage cheese, a good way to go, too. You can begin lunch or dinner with tomato juice. Tomatoes are fantastic. They're loaded with lycopene, by the way. And it's just a great way to combine that with green tea to get that overall protective support for the prostate gland itself. Powerful. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give me a call or go to the website. Love being here with you every single day to help you go to the next level. All right, go to the phones now. We'll talk with Gladys. Hi, Gladys.
I'm dealing with a problem in trying to stop smoking. I have been working with this program, and it's very difficult for me. I had taken my diabetes into remission. I'm managing my chronic pain. But trying to stop smoking is one of the greatest challenges that I have ever taken. And I need help really bad. Because this is, they tell me this is, yeah, this is the hardest addiction of all addictions. And I need your help very bad.
Well, I'll tell you this, the fact that you want to quit, that you have that deep desire to quit, makes a big difference. And, you know, one of the challenges with smoking is if you kind of have a half-hearted desire, it's probably not going to happen. The people that I see that have quit, that have gone to their doctors, that have kind of worked through some of that, have been the ones that just had such a made-up mind. And that's where it starts. And really just like anything, whether it's weight loss or any kind of lifestyle change, starts in the mind. You have to have a made-up mind. If your mind is made up, that's where the success comes from. And, you know, again, if you can get that settled, and you have your reason, you got to have the why. And if the why is strong enough, then you can begin to win. You know, you have someone that dies of lung cancer and a family member, and then all of a sudden, you know, they just quit. It didn't take much. Or they get a stage 4 cancer diagnosis. Well, smoking all of a sudden becomes not necessary. So, you don't want something bad to happen in your life to get you to be so fearful that you quit. It would be better to have such a proactive stance that you want to live and live healthy and not, you know, die early and all that sort of thing, that and want to be here for your kids and family members and all, that it would change your mindset. So if that can be the shift in your mind, then you can really begin to thrive. And one of the keys, there's the different medications and all that, but your mind being made up is the first key. I would look into acupuncture because there's a lot of great tools of acupuncture now that can help you quit the smoking and kick the habit. Then other keys that are really beneficial too, from a natural perspective, look at nicotinic acid. It's a close molecular structure to nicotine, and it can help with the receptors that have been filled with nicotine for so long. If you quit smoking, it can actually help the body with the cravings. So that's a couple of tips that you can look at. But of course, you got Wellbutrin and Chantix and a lot of the medications that can help too. And your physician can guide you in that process. But regardless, having that made up mind is an absolute key. And if you get that focus, then you can win. That's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.